I decided to give a little bit of a, treat it a little bit like a Sunday school lesson with the handout. And are you all getting a sheet? There are more. However many you need. As you all know, her husband is known in the gates. Thinking about that, we all know where that's found in Proverbs 31. And it's a first thought I knew it wasn't for discussing what the men ought to be doing, but that's probably where our minds go, what our husbands are doing for the work of the school and in the church and that. But the intent here isn't to discuss how our husbands, the marks of how they can best serve, it's or how they relate to their responsibilities. It's how we can best help them. And so our discussion is going to center around the many things that, and some of them may seem very insignificant and perhaps we're doing a lot of them without even really thinking about them being helpful to our husbands because of the many teachings and trainings that we've had. But there definitely are things, many practical things that we can do to help to them in their work, and the main goal being to enhance kingdom work for kingdom good. I thought that maybe as a start we'd look at Proverbs 31. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to that. There's a lot of insights that we can gain, and we're not going to look at everything in detail, but just as a bit of a inspiration as a beginning to think about this husband who is known in the gates, and how the virtuous woman plays into that. Maybe I'll actually read it, and we won't discuss it near every verse, but starting at verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ship, she bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. I think I'll leave it at that. definitely the main thoughts in this circle around the woman who stands, the wife who stands by her husband and does what she can to keep the home running smoothly. And though some things maybe are, we might wonder, and I don't know what the explanations all are on purchasing properties and selling things and all of that, but I think that we can bring it into situations that in things that we are doing that make the home run smoothly and that are helpful in him fulfilling his responsibility. When things run smoothly at home, then their usefulness in going out to a meeting and working in the public eye is definitely enhanced, I believe. If they're leaving a disorderly and a dysfunctional home behind, when they go to a meeting, probably it's going to hamper them in how they try to make decisions, and half of them is thinking about the things that could or should be different back there. In verse 11, I'll pick out a few, and I'm leaving it open for any of you to pick out verses as well yet. But verse 11, it says that her husband safely trusts in her so that he shall have no need of spoil, and he can trust her conduct whether he's present or absent. He doesn't need to envy the wealth of the world. That word spoil, we know, comes from spoil that was taken in battles or whatever. And in verse 13, she labors willingly and diligently for the good of her household. She works willingly with her hands. There's more verses that would indicate that. And verse 15 and 18, she seemingly doesn't feel deprived, caring for her family 24/7, and it's a pleasure to her. She rises while it's yet night, sees to the needs of her household. In verse 18, her candle doesn't go out by night. She's always available. And verse 20, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor, and many of you are doing that, to reach out to other homes and situations in compassion. And verse 21, she's concerned about her family's clothing and well-being. Are they neat and clean and modest? And is she, or she tries to bring them good teaching and training? And she knows what her family is doing. I think it gives an indication that she's concerned about her family. And I would like to draw out from verse 30 that, and that was a part of Matthew's discussion as well, that I think that the secret to such a life is a woman that feareth the Lord in verse 30. And he had indicated that too, that the fear of the Lord is very much a stronghold in upholding truth. Now, are there any verses that we passed over that you would like to draw out from this? Anyone? She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Yes, that is a very good one. Good you brought that one into. Thank you. Any others?
Verse 11 stands out to be about our hearts. The heart of a husband After a meal, is there a little bit of corn left over, a little bit of mashed potatoes? Are we going to put in the slop? And someday are we going to wish we would have that bite yet?
Yes.
Or can we keep a container in the freezer, put it in there, and can we make soup, put it in your soup? And our husbands can rely on us that we're not going to waste our leftovers. That's our part of being diligent.
That's right. Thank you for adding that. Certainly, that adds another thing to our husbands, another burden when we don't make good use of the things that we have, and we don't add a financial burden to that, other burdens in the work. Any others? Thank you. Very true. Well, I think we can see that definitely the instruction here is to the sisters, not to our husbands, isn't it? It just tells us that, and then the husband of such a one, or what we can do in the background to when he is sitting among the elders. Well, on your, I don't know if I picked out the best questions to discuss, and maybe if we run out of things to say, then you'll have some questions we can discuss at the end yet too. But question number one is, what is meant by her husband being known in the gates? The one thing that I thought of on the way here that I hadn't written down, but it is, it's our husbands who are called. When he goes to meetings, it is him that bears the responsibility of the service in church or school, however that might be. And of course it means that he's involved in the decision making, and when he's serving in the public eye like that, his strengths as well as his weaknesses will be well known. It's a pleasant time when only the good things rise to surface, but in difficult times, we all know that our strengths and our weaknesses come alive, and that also can, we sometimes live as it were in a fishbowl, don't we? What do you have to add to that question? I think that's right. I think that's very right. That we should be showing by our conduct as the virtuous woman that we stand behind him, and people will know that we are supporting him. Anything else? Well, we'll leave that for now. If there's ever any questions that you'd like to come back to, then feel free to do that. Question two, first of all, does our husband's responsibility in the church or the school affect us as wives? Anyone?
Yes.
Yes. It should. At first I thought yes, and then I thought it should. If it doesn't, then perhaps we're failing in our responsibility. And why is it that it affects us? I like that. That was my first thought as well, that a marriage vow, and for those of you who have husbands who are ordained, we are not, we were not ordained, but as in the marriage vow, it affects us because we share. We promised, I looked up the marriage vows again, I didn't write them all out, but we share with them the joys and the sorrows of life, and so it is, here we are, it becomes a part of us. Anything else that someone thinks about in that? Why it affects us? That's right. Thank you. It does affect us in the way that we need to take up responsibility in the home when he's gone. Anything else? That's right. It depends a lot on how we how it affects us, and how it affects us affects our children very much. When father is gone, then and we're, well, maybe we'll get to that in some of the other questions, but that does very much affect our children in the way they are able to cope. Anything else? Yes. That's right. That is very right. And that is a very practical aspect of it. Well, I think we're all on the same page and all thinking along the same lines. And another aspect that I had thought of was, it's not an end in itself, this husband given a responsibility. It's only a little cog in the whole picture. And when we think of kingdom work and the short time we're here on earth, it's only a short time when whatever God has impressed on our hearts and all that he has done for us in saving our souls, if we can do a little piece in kingdom work, it can be a blessing that way. Just wrote here that if personal life and marriage vows have been taken seriously, supporting our husbands in a work outside the home will flow in a meaningful and fulfilling way together in the work for the kingdom, for kingdom good. Question number 3, do we need to conduct ourselves differently now than we did before he was given his responsibility? I think I had written that in the little snapshot of the... What do you think? We come, or our husbands come home from the meeting and say that they are now on the school board. Does that bring us up short and we think now we need to do something different? Is that right? This is what I'm thinking, that it's not something that begins at that point. That there's so many bricks that have been laid before that it just more or less goes on, and we find there's things that maybe we face things that will bring to remembrance that something our mothers taught us, perhaps, that will come back. Yes, that's what mother used to say, and you know, we need to diligently practice that, and many things we simply have been. And I think we need to thank our parents for the things they did teach us beforehand. Proper conduct taught early is an immeasurable blessing, and we can thank our parents for what they taught us, and we're in various stages of teaching and training the next generation, and we need to take up that responsibility and pass it on to make life easier. I broke it down into various things, and what comes to your mind as the biggest thing that you're glad you learned when you were a child or before you were facing things like letting your husband go to meetings a lot?
Submission.
That was the one I had at the top of the list. I think too that submission is one of the we can't get through life very easily without submitting one to another or to situations, circumstances, whatever. And another one that I think goes very closely hand in hand, anyone care to guess?
Contentment.
Definitely wasn't just, and I'm glad for all of your, contentment is a good one, because if we're not content with what we have, we're not enjoying life very much. Unselfishness is what I had on my, and willing to make sacrifices for the good of someone else. That we don't nag. Very good. We're not going to be sending him off to the meeting in a very good frame of mind, or even bringing him home with a fresh courage to go on with something if we're nagging about things. Very good. What else?
Yeah. Honesty and obedience.
What was your first one?
Honesty
and obedience. Yes, that's right. That's right. Honesty and obedience. And trustworthiness. Those kind of characters just go a long way in being the support that we should be if we turn things around in just a little bit of a twisted manner. It does much havoc. I was thinking too of flexibility, and I guess in thinking of a willingness to change plans. So your husband is on the school board, and maybe it's teacher hiring time, and but you had planned the day out, doing shopping or visiting or whatever you were doing, and there was no deadline. It was a day out, and then there's a phone call, and the rest of the board, it would suit everyone. Could we have a school board meeting tonight? How do you feel about it? Are you flexible enough to, well, sure. I mean, we can finish this another time, you know? You can put in there whatever you want, but there's times when the work of the school or the work of the church goes ahead of, I guess one of the things that stood out to me in at ordination time was that all other things would be subservient. And I think in school board that works that way as well, that it is not a responsibility to, well, you know, he's on the school board and he'll come off and he's, you know, it's something we need to take seriously and do our best in. And then, of course, in the scenario of changing our plans, we need to be able to accept that disappointment of changing our plans. Now I've been giving a number of them. What other ones have you thought of? What Christian conduct stands you in good stead when?
Along with flexibility, my wife often said that my work can meet at home. And I thought about various times.
My work. Yeah. That's good. That was a good teaching. My work at home can wait, and serve faithfully there. What others? Did someone else know? Anything else? That's right. That's right. We need to do our part. And then I have written down here, composure in difficult times. And I think you probably know some of what I might have thought about. It's good to early in life have been taught some measure of composure, and that we don't break apart or fall apart, especially as we maybe something is disappointing, but we don't need to let that affect our family. Because it can be a negative thing when our children are too much exposed to. Composure is a good thing.
Don't you think all of us with different personalities will have a different point that you just mentioned? That is our weak point. And for us to be able to recognize that weak point in our lives and to work at it will help us better help our husbands.
That's right. Yes, I think that it definitely, our battle lines are at different places, and we all are keenly aware what those are. Our next one, the question is, how might we help or hinder him as he carries out his assignments? And I first had that in two questions, and I decided they are so entwined that I think that we'll just do them both together. And so what are the things? I think some of the things that we have already talked about are definitely also come into this category. What is a help that comes to your mind as when he needs to go to a meeting tonight? And what is the thing that you can do for him? Pray for him, yes. Pray for him in a general way and in specific ways. If you know some of the details of the meeting, then pray for specific things. And I wanted to say this too, that pray for increased love for him. Not because you don't love him, but because when difficult times come, there's never too much. I guess it's one of the things that, well, that, so we need to pray for them. What else can we do, either to help or there are things that hinder, whichever you think about? Keep confidences, very important, very, very important. That has destroyed many relationships, and you'll find if your husband is on a committee, you will probably find out more things, but that doesn't mean that you need to take that to the next sewing circle or... Thank you. What else?
Should anything change after everything is
involved? Right.
Well, one thing does change, and that is we know what we're not
going. That's right. That is right. That is right. Thank you for sharing that, because that is very right. That would be one thing that does change. She said that one thing that does change, she was thinking of the last question, and one thing that does change is that we know a lot more things. But the confidences that Linda mentioned, definitely keeping confidences is very important. Well, I see that we're going to run out of time, and I was afraid we didn't have enough. One thing that I remember is from an earlier topic, and it was Sister Verna that had it, and it has stayed with me, and that is, someone had mentioned here, make sure his shirt is ironed, and it kind of comes into that line, that it's a hindrance when what was said that time was, he's gone to, needs to go to school board meeting, but we were gone shopping all day and come home with an empty gas gauge. Not a good scene, unless the gas station is right there. I just remembered that, and that definitely, that kind of thing. And be interested in him. Let the things that affect him affect you. You can't stand by without Though we don't know everything, but be interested and listen well and try to understand the burden of what he is telling you. Maybe sometimes he doesn't say the full thing, but try to understand the burden of what he's telling you. And then I think this one was already mentioned, to be available. Sometimes there's things like, could you write up a list of whatever it might be? Be his secretary, if that's what he asks of you. You can be helpful in that way, or whatever. And even in school maintenance, maybe there's something that you can go along to, depending on your situation, go along and be helpful, help something, fetch it out at the truck or whatever, do something. Time spent together is never wasted. And support the decisions made by the brethren at a meeting. I guess I rate that one close to the top as well, that we are supportive in the decision that the brethren made, that we don't try to undermine that decision after they come home from the meeting. And I think usually our husbands know very well what our thoughts or our input would be into a situation before they ever go to a meeting, don't you think? I think they do. Yes, Verna.
We have to be careful that we're not so strongly opinionated about something that our husband can hardly move at the meeting because he knows what he might face at home. We have to have things in balance in our opinions.
Before he goes, we're not so strongly opinionated that he hardly has leverage or movement at the meeting because he knows how strongly we have felt at home. That isn't right either. Thank you. Okay, what else do you want to discuss on that? Yes. Yes, thank you. That is a challenge. Sometimes keeping a list, a running list, and each household needs to know how that works. But if he knows there is a list afloat, and at his time, he'll look at the list and, you know what, I'd have 10 minutes here. Is there something on that list that I could do in 10 minutes? That can be helpful if there's instead of repeating it too many times, have it on a list so that they also know where that list is. But I have done my share of nagging. Not because I wanted to or because I thought it was right. Go ahead. Keeping
the clutter down.
Yes, yes. 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 Yes, yes. Do the things that prioritize the things that you know mean something to your husband in the home. That's right. Yes. 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 That's a key, to do it carefully and gently, and do it not in a degrading way. Not ever. Well, that's our 5-minute buzzer, I believe. We can come back to that one again. How should we respond when public opinion fluctuates? I don't know if you have a grasp on what that, what brought me even to that question, but sometimes something comes up and our husband perhaps did make a mistake on something. And it turned out to not work out well in other ways or whatever. So public opinion is low, perhaps. They know his strengths and his weaknesses, and if they have discovered that he does have weaknesses. So then how should we relate to that? Should we be saying, well, yeah, I knew that all along? Not really. What thoughts do you have? How can you be helpful in those times? Yes, I think so. We don't ever feel a sense of pride or speak boastfully about them when things are going well, but never do we speak degradingly about them. Or we need always to speak respectfully, always respectfully, and be a constant supporter, not as a performance test, or always be his constant supporter. We'll never and stand faithfully by his side, regardless of the present distress, we might call it. But sometimes when everyone is speaking well, some of our Christian character is tested as well. But anything else that you'd like to add to that? Focus on what is right, not on who is right. That is right. Very good. Thank you for that. That is very good. Focus on what is right and not who is right. Yes. That's right. No. we need to, well, not only our husbands, but about everyone, we need to speak respectfully and be there, be our brethren and sisters' constant supporters. And what are the blessings? I think that there had been one thought sometime earlier that I thought, well, that would nicely fit into this. What are the blessings? Thank God that your husband is a godly man and has been called to work in service to the school or to the church. And what else? I think there's a break after this, isn't there? Does anyone have a thought yet? Yes. The more we yearn after something, the more the blessing when it comes to fruition. Right. I think it also brings school board members. It's been a long time since David was an active part of the school board, but it brings opportunities to be with the school children and to have their Arbor Day Wiener Roast and make those joyful occasions and think of them as opportunities. I think they really are. Well, thank you for your thoughts. I hope that we can all continue standing by our husbands, that the work can go on.